Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
We got distracted.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Double Drop Kick Show. I'm Heath Mulligan. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, the indomitable Mark Whitman. Mark, how are you today?
Are you going to?
No, I'm not.
How long do you plan on keeping this up?
I don't know. Not long.
I'm about to send you home for I'll just, either that, or I'll just, I'll tell you that it's funny, so you quit.
We just recorded our episode about WrestleMania. There was some other wrestling news this week as AEW showed. They aired the footage from All In. All In's the one in London.
Yeah,
All
I
Out.
Think All In was in London, yeah.
You said it on last episode. I don't know how long we're spend on this. I think what... I don't think. What precipitated this was a WrestleMania Week interview that CM Punk did. Mm-hmm. He went blow by blow. Described everything that happened.
And he salt and peppered it up to make himself look like less of an aggressor. And I mean, yes. I don't fault him for that. That's what
right.
Everybody who tells their story has their version where they're, I was just minding my own business.
I was just minding my own business.
I think everybody
business.
Does that. You know, people were using that against him, but pretty much what he said happened.
Right. I mean, there are videos of the video with his voice, mm-hmm. with the interview overlaid.
Yeah.
There have probably been a gazillion podcasts that have broken down this film, like the Zapruder film. I think what we want to talk about, good move or bad move by AEW?
Oh, stupid, clearly. Yeah. How somebody
right.
didn't – I think they made the announcement.
Right.
He just – I think – and I could be wrong, but it right. appears that Khan made this knee-jerk reaction.
Yes.
And I think he should have consulted some Daniel Bryans and Chris Jerichos and Edges and Samoa Joes and some people with some experience. God, it just said, look, this is – let's just move, you know.
Right.
Let's just let this go.
Right.
You're going to show this footage, and it's not going to change anybody's mind.
No.
It's not. There's nothing here. If the footage had shown, you know, Jungle Boy slapped a taste out of CM Punk's mouth, then I 100%
right.
I would show that. But it didn't. I mean, some people were saying, oh, he sucker punched Jungle Boy while he was fixing his hair. I don't know what was said. So if a man looks at you and says, if you don't like it, do something about it, and then decides to start fixing his hair.
Right. That's not on
him. That ain't on him. He right. said, if you told him he didn't like it, do something about it, and he did something about it, you shouldn't have been fixing your hair
right.
while he was doing it. But I can tell you, I've been working with grown men, and I'm not going to use anybody's names or any companies that mm-hmm. I work for, but I've seen worse than that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've seen
yeah.
a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
If that was enough to make Tony Khan in fear of his life.
Right.
But, you know, maybe a little spoiled rich billionaire that's been – that might be enough. He ain't never seen nothing like it.
I don't think it was – for a moment, CM Punk goes behind that wall. And anyway, I don't yeah. – I think you're right. I think this is
– that's what I would have shown. If – you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
if he went after Tony Khan, that's what needed to be shown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not right. something that happens 10 feet away and you were in fear of your life.
Now, did you hear that there's some sort of British law that
yes,
it was illegal for to show the security footage?
Because mm-hmm. Like, that was such a bizarre thing. They mm-hmm. showed it. I don't think it was the win they thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Everybody started clowning them for showing it. And then they started striking everybody, which right. if you remember when that company started, they mm-hmm. weren't going to do that.
Right.
But now I think they got Aubrey Edwards online as with some aliases just putting out trademark strikes against anybody that shows that anything that portrays them in a negative light.
Yeah.
So started to, and then it comes up, they may have broken the law.
Right.
By doing this, and now they got to go back, and what's going to happen?
Speaking of Aubrey Edwards, somebody said, this video is the first time I've seen Aubrey Edwards try to get out of a camera shot. I thought that was great.
That's good. That's pretty good.
The one thing I will say, again, I wasn't there. I didn't hear. But as I'm watching it, you can see a few people notice that they're having a conversation.
Right.
But no one appears alarmed.
Right.
You're watching this. You don't get a sense that it's – because no, it's like no one's paying attention. If it's escalating, everyone's going to be looking.
Right.
And it just happens. And,
as it does.
Correct. And that's real. Mm-hmm. And I do think it was a really bad decision. And here's this is what I told somebody. I love Will Ospreay. And I liked his promo Wednesday night, and I didn't mind him using the grind, you know.
Okay, I was gonna bring that up, so I'm glad you did. So go ahead.
I didn't mind that, and I really do. I've always liked Will Ospreay. I know people don't like some people don't like the way he talks or whatever. I really enjoyed that promo. I like that. I enjoy AEW. Those are wrestlers that I haven't seen on TV for the last 10 years. Now
I love AEW. I want to see them succeed. Yes, I love AEW.
I think what AEW needs to do, if I were Tony Khan, next Wednesday night I would have a meeting and say, hey, here's the deal. Number one, we are not going to respond. We're gonna do our thing as if WWE does not exist. We're not going to respond. What's done is done. We're moving forward. We're not going to cut promos about them. We're not going to talk about anybody that works for them. We're going to do our thing because our talent and our vision is good enough it stands on its own. Number two, here's releases over here. If you want out, you can sign your release. 90 days, you're good. We want people to be here. And now, third, here's the vision. This is what we're going forward. We know we've been struggling. Here's what we're doing going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can decide if you want your – and use this whole thing. Listen, they're on more pay-per-view services. They're not going to be on crappy Bleacher Report.
Right.
Listen, you think about their roster now. They have no excuse to not have the best wrestling.
They do have the best wrestling.
Yes, and more wrestling.
Hands down.
If you look at the numbers. Yes,
they have the best wrestling. They have more wrestling. It's a better – I'm not going to say it's a better wrestling show, but it's a better in-ring show.
What
WWE's just better. Have to develop personality.
Yes. You were going to respond to my Ospreay comments.
Yeah, as much as I didn't think that there was just no benefit to showing that footage.
Right.
To acknowledging that.
Yes.
It really wasn't. I mean, it didn't do anybody any good, especially if you want Jungle Jack to be a heel.
Right.
It kind of made him a babyface with that crowd.
Right.
Right. Anybody that's a fan of Punk was not going to watch it.
Right.
And go, oh, well, God. He really
right. Did.
But I do feel like Will Ospreay should have responded.
100%.
Yeah. He should have said something.
Yeah.
They knocked him.
Right.
On the air. They used their time to kind of, even they didn't say his name. I think that was clearly the guy that he was talking about. And I think it probably, from what I understand, he had a lot of really good, respectful conversations with Triple H. There's some issue. I'm not sure what his issues are at home.
Yeah.
There's something with a stepson, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, he needs some time at home with his family for some things. And I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's medical or if it may just be because they like spending time together.
Right.
I don't know. but I don't think he wanted to move here.
No.
So it was, so he signed with the company that suited him best. And then I think it probably hurt him that they would say something like that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think he 100% should have responded. And I listen, if you think Paul Levesque ain't never heard that before, if you think that he lost a second of sleep
right.
over that comment, he just looked over at that daughter and went, oh, yeah, she's a 10. And she's a billionaire. So
now
he doesn't care.
No. Now, back to Jack Perry.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. We agree. Not a good idea to show this footage. I'll expand on my thoughts mm-hmm. on that a little in a second. Did you see Jack Perry in New Japan in Chicago?
I did. Well, I mean, I know that it happened from checking the news, but I haven't had a chance to watch anything.
I was surprised how the crowd responded. You had half of, they were chanting, "You got choked out." The response was, "No, he didn't." And we've had criticisms of Jack Perry before.
Mm-hmm.
In this moment, and I believe he was in the wrong for the whole CM Punk situation. Oh,
yes, 100%.
Now, though, I feel like he's doing what you're supposed to do. He is playing into it.
Right. He did it.
Yes.
He caused it. Hey, he's owning it.
Yes. He's saying, I'm the scapegoat.
And he can make some money out of it.
Yes.
And more power to him.
Yes. And he's changed.
That's what he's needed.
He's changed his gimmick.
He needed something to get away from that Jungle Boy gimmick. And this is it.
Yes.
I got no problem. When I saw him the first time, I thought, he's got potential. But, man, that I don't know about this Jungle Boy gimmick.
Right.
I don't know that that's it. That's an indie
mm-hmm.
gimmick. So, I mean, hey, if this is a good opportunity for him,
right?
Great. I hope he's the next Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
I do. I don't. Not like I got any animosity toward any of these guys. I want to see everything be great.
Yes, 100%.
I want everybody on every roster to be a potential main event guy that I can watch.
I hope, and it hadn't happened so far. Although independent in the local area, independent crowds appear to be growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some of the places, not because the shows are getting better. I think people just want entertainment. I think with Tony Khan, the lesson here is sometimes even when you are right, you don't need to respond.
Yeah, there was just not a positive to responding to that. It didn't change anybody's mind about Punk.
No.
It didn't prove that anything he said happened. Maybe it wasn't 100% accurate, but it was like 85% accurate, 90%. I mean, you know, like I said, everybody babyfaces himself when they tell a story about something.
Right.
They leave out the part where they may have been a little too
this
or the other guy might have done that. Everybody does that. That's human nature. But he didn't look like he told a lie.
No.
Like if the footage had been Jack Perry doing a double leg takedown on him and ground and pounding, I would have shown that the next week.
Right.
I'd have shown it every week for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It didn't. Yeah. There was no purpose. All it did was kind of make Tony Khan look bad.
I don't think AEW needed CM Punk anymore. I think they're better with him, but I don't think they needed him.
Well, they needed him to get that rating the other night. That's the highest rating they've had in a long time.
That's true.
No company, I mean, I don't think he was not made for AEW. He had a different mindset. See, you got some other guys, Edge and the Hardys,
mm-hmm.
Who else is kind of Jericho, Danielson, those guys, they're fine for a company like AEW.
Yeah.
Man. I'm not saying that they won't speak up and they won't say anything, but I think those are guys who have proven that they have the ability to adapt to the business around them. I'm not saying this is a negative about it. This is a positive about all those guys.
Yeah.
They have the ability to recognize what the landscape is and say, okay, maybe this ain't exactly how I did it.
Right.
But I was doing it a different way from the way they were doing it. And I was pretty successful because I was willing to do something different.
Right.
When other people were telling me not to do it.
Right.
Especially Edge and the Hardys.
Yeah.
And Jericho, even when you think about some of the stuff he was doing in like Smoky Mountain, but specifically with Edge and the Hardys and Christian, there had to be people saying, "Hey guys, no, you guys are jumping off ladders and doing this and that and the other. What do you got? What are we going to do in the main event? Pull out a gun, yeah, shoot somebody?" Right. So you know they heard that stuff.
Yeah.
So for them, they're probably willing to accept and adapt.
Right.
Because it made them a lot of money,
right,
by doing something different. For a guy like Punk, he's not that guy.
No.
He's one of them my way or the highway. Right. It's got to be the way that I – he just comes across as that kind of guy. He's not willing to change, and he's not right. willing to adapt. He thinks that you ought to do it his way, and his way's the right way.
Right.
So, yeah, he's probably more suited for WWE.
Yeah.
Those, you know, those other guys, big money draws, and like I said, adapting made them a lot of money.
Right.
So they're more willing to adapt to a new style.
We are 5 years into the AEW era. There are still fans who watch WWE every single week religiously.
Yeah.
Who have no idea that AEW exists.
I don't know that they have no idea that it exists.
I talk to people all the time. Really? Oh, man, my kids saw this on. I'm like, hey, have you watched AEW? What's that? Yeah, it's really? All. It's a whole nother. Really?
Well, clearly their numbers indicate that because there ain't but about.
Yeah,
I mean, I think they had 800,000, but it's normally about, what, 6, 7?
I think AEW, again, they need to tomorrow first thing. Their company motto is, we don't care about WWE.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be our own thing. We're going to build, we got to build our own fan base. We got to build right. our own business model. And we got to start. If they don't recognize that they got to make, I'm not saying, I mean, people saying they're WCW 2000 are so
well,
far off
those
base.
Are those, the, those are your wrestling experts that's been watching wrestling for 10 years.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah. They weren't even alive.
Right.
When that
they weren't
happened.
Even alive for that. They may have been alive, but they
right.
were toddlers.
Right.
That's those people. You can't worry about the wrestling expert that's been watching wrestling for 6 years. And they know everything.
I mean, WCW in 2000.
They didn't. They did not watch that.
It. Words really can't put it.
No, it was terrible.
It was awful. Thunder was
yes
an embarrassment.
Yes. Those people never watched. They've watched it ironically in hindsight.
Right.
And they think they know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't know. Like you think you know, but you just don't
they
know.
They were not there to see the finish to Sting Hogan in real time.
Right.
To get the what it was like to have that year, year and a half long build to this match and then completely ruin it at the biggest show they'd ever put on.
Yeah.
It's a whole different animal than what AEW has made some mistakes.
Yeah.
Recently. Really just this one. Honestly, the big mistake is just showing this footage.
Right.
They can get past that.
Yeah. Their matches are good.
Dude, What they need to do is focus a little bit more on telling a story to get to some of these big matches,
yeah.
and not just announcing them 6 weeks out. Or
right,
I've said it before. Tony Khan needs a wrestling mind.
He needs a Bruce Pritchard. He needs.
Yeah, I don't know who out there would yeah. fill that role. Because Jim Ross is health is not going
to
have it.
Right. And to me, Tony Schiavone.
It's not Tony Schiavone.
Tony,
yeah.
Tony's more of the relationship guy. Tony's not the booking guy.
No. No, he's never claimed to be. But, boy, didn't he look embarrassed after the show.
He did. He really did.
It was, but that's kind of gone viral.
Even if you could get somebody like, and I guess Tommy Dreamer works for TNA. But some of the, I don't know. We're available.
I might, and they won't like him because he's going to come in and tell them to slow down.
Yeah.
Al Snow.
Yeah.
Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of those guys. And I would get, I'm trying to think of somebody who's got that old mentality, but understands that it's not 1987 anymore.
Right.
And that you can't do everything like you did.
Right.
Back in the 80s and the 90s, you know. Man, Bret Hart, I don't know that he would want the job.
No.
Probably doesn't. There's got to be Ric Flair, ain't it? Ric Flair,
no.
You know, he ain't the guy because he's gonna go whichever way the wind blows to make money.
Yeah.
I don't know who the guy is. It ain't Eric Bischoff.
Kevin Sullivan. Kevin Sullivan be a good. Kevin Sullivan to me seems like a good guy if there's a table. If you got a committee, I want Kevin Sullivan.
Yes, if I had a committee, I'd want Kevin Sullivan on it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want Kevin Sullivan to be my head.
No, you're right. 100%.
Of talent. There's a guy that Kevin Sullivan used to do a podcast with, and I don't know his name, but he goes by MSL.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't know his name, but when I would listen to his podcast,
yeah.
He has a real good grasp.
Right.
Of understanding how old school wrestling works but also understanding that somebody's got to dive out of the ring every now and then.
Right.
You know, like you can't.
Yeah.
You know, but he kind of understands maybe if you do it in every match.
Right.
Then it takes away from it later on. You know, you don't need that in every match.
Right. That was one thing I liked about WrestleMania. Is it felt like all the match agents talked to each other over the two nights.
Yeah.
And, like, all the matches were different.
Mm-hmm. They were.
And I really appreciated that. Whereas, I mean, if we watch the AEW pay-per-view, if there's 10 matches, 8 of them are car crash matches.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's entertaining, but it wears me out.
It wears you out. There's a... there's just not always a build to those matches. But, man, there's nothing better. If you just want to see some awesome matches, there's nothing better than AEW pay-per-view.
Yes!
I'm telling you, if you do yourself a favor, if I'm off, I hope that we can watch Dynasty. Because the Young Bucks and FTR say they're going to war in this match.
I will be driving back late from Virginia. So, I don't know. I won't be home till like now.
Well, why don't you just go on down to hell and work for the devil?
I will be. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you're up to it, if you man enough, I mean, my sorry wrinkled butt might pull in here. I don't even know. It was an 8-hour trip. I might get here home like 9:30, but I'll come right over here.
So let me see what let me see what day it's on.
It's the Sunday, the 21st.
I don't know if I'm off that weekend.
No, you're off today, so you're not off next weekend.
I'm not off next weekend?
Yeah, you were off this weekend. Okay. You got to work next weekend.
So, yeah, you're right.
You'll have to work Monday. No, you'll work Sunday morning. But then you'll be off.
But I'll be off Monday night. If you can wait, I can wait.
Ah, I got a meeting Monday night.
What time? You nerd.
I work more now than when I actually work.
I know, man. I like this a lot better when you work 15 minutes a week.
Maybe we could. During Monday, during the day. We watch it in my apartment on the big screen, on the big projector.
What time Monday?
Well, you tell me.
You just said you had a meeting.
It's Monday night. I got a meeting Monday night.
What night are you talking about?
Monday.
Monday afternoon?
During the day. I might take Monday off since I'm going to be working. I'm going to work all weekend.
Oh, yeah, because I could go home and catch a nap and be over here.
You work.
We're talking about this like we're not recording.
Yeah.
If you ever wanted a glimpse into what it's like when we're not recording, this is it.
Yeah. We'll try to coordinate schedules.
Yeah, I'll be on night shift, so like I could take a nap and get up at like 1.
Would you work Saturday night into Sunday morning and then Sunday night, or
yeah,
what?
I would go to work Sunday night and get off Monday morning.
Well, we watch it. We watch it Tuesday. You off Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm off Tuesday.
I mean, we can watch it that night. Do like just hang out, whatever, dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
We do what we want.
Sounds
we
like we got a plan.
You grown man, I'm grown man.
Am I going to have somewhere to sit? I'm not going to be laid up on a futon with you.
No, if it's Tuesday night, we watch it.
Oh, we're watching it here Tuesday
night.
Yes. The plan's coming together.
Yes, the plan
get
is formulated.
Ready. Then maybe we go to Pizza Hut.
Joe's.
Then we bring it back here. We hit play. Yeah, I can. I don't mind. I don't even care if I know the match results. I don't mind watching it because I know the show. The matches are going to be good.
Right. Let's fans. Anyway, we have been. This has been the Double Dropkick Show.
That'll either be the most entertaining we've been in a long time, or they're going to go, "What is going on?
What is going on?" A glimpse into our personal life. That is the thing. Like, our schedules just are not conducive.
Like they used to be. Well, it was easy when you worked 15 minutes a week.
This is true. You know? Now, when we go to dinner, I do want to talk to you about that because there might be some changes happening.
Okay.
So, fans, here's what I it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. It's just a good time. This is it. We're in. It's a new season. It's a new era. And quit complaining. Enjoy it.
I know. Like we say this all the time when I watch people online, and I'm just thinking, if you had told me when I was like 12 years old that there would be all this good wrestling, and not only that, I would pretty much be able to watch every piece of recorded wrestling footage from throughout history. It will be available for me to watch somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I would have lost my mind.
Yeah.
To be able, because remember, like you would think about Barry Windham turning on Lex Luger.
Yeah.
Or Nikita Koloff turning and joining Dusty Rhodes in the cage.
Yeah.
But you couldn't watch it.
No. You try to remember what
you
happened.
You just replay it in your head. Man, that time when they did.
Yeah.
You know? But now you can just. Man, I'd kind of like to watch that again. I remember, like, the first time when I started, like, getting tapes and reading the list and going, wow, this tape is, like, 6 hours long of just NWA Worldwide. And it's got the Nikita Koloff turn on it. And I ordered that tape just so I could watch it.
I just got access to Armstrong Alley. Did you sign up for that?
Yeah.
And he's uploaded a ton of Memphis stuff.
Oh.
Like starting in 79. And my goal is to start watching it weekly.
Yeah.
Like episodically.
Oh yeah.
And just watch it and just follow all the Memphis stuff. It's like 79 to 87. And to see all the stuff I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that would be
good. I feel like we should go get something to eat, come back, and press play on those Clash of Champions.
Yes. I wanted to watch. Somehow, they had one of the shortest runs in history. But the Hollywood Blondes is one of my favorite teams ever. They're so intriguing to me. And I think it's because we were in high school, and we were both getting back into wrestling at the time.
And we saw them.
You saw them live?
Like, we were sitting on the front row, and they were there. And I just think I think both of those guys are so iconic. Yes. Obviously, Steve Austin went on to do what he did. But even Pillman changed wrestling in a way. And there's that – if Pillman had been healthy and not gotten that car wreck, you wouldn't even be talking about Rockin' Austin at WrestleMania. It would have been Austin and Pillman.
Tony Khan could call Brian Pillman right now.
Yes.
And be like, hey, need you to book this for me. Tony Khan, if you're listening, we are pretty cheap. And we believe we could help you.
I can't.
You can't help him?
Why? I don't want to leave the house. I told you, the wrestler I identify most with in this world is Steve Austin, who'd rather stay home and hang out with his cat than go to a wrestling show.
What if we could zoom you into our booking meetings?
Oh, yeah, I might do that.
Yeah?
I might do that.
What if you could move to Florida?
I would definitely do that. If he wanted to set me up, yeah. I would 100% do that.
I'm telling you, Tony Khan, there's never been a better time for you to do this. I mean, I'm just telling you, Tony, it would be budget effective. We would get along with your father. We can make it happen.
And I'll never make you in fear of your life. I won't make any sudden movements around you.
I can't make that promise.
So you won't be in fear for your life.
I can't make that promise. So anyway, thanks for listening to the Double Drop Kick Show. And as always, I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.